The Adirondack Nature Conservancy and the Adirondack Land Trust have worked in partnership for more than four decades to conserve lands and waters in the Adirondacks. Mike Carr has been executive director of both organizations for the last 16 years, but in the case of the Land Trust, it has been part-time. He says it's time for him to step down as the head of the Adirondack Nature Conservancy to become the full-time executive director of the Adirondack Land Trust.
The Nature Conservancy has been working in parallel with the Land Trust and with me as executive director of both for the last 16 years, just part-time for the Land Trust, though. That's the key distinction. And it feels like on the heels of the Boreas Ponds transaction with New York State and the successful completion of the Finch portion of the Heart of the Adirondacks project, that this was the moment to take a step toward the Land Trust and begin to invest additional resources and staff in building that program and moving some of those opportunities we've been holding back a little bit over the last several years as we got over the finish line in the Finch project. And we'll continue, I think, to partner very closely with the Nature Conservancy as we go forward. There'll be lots of opportunities to work together, just in a slightly different staffing configuration.
The Nature Conservancy, I think, has raised its profile and preserved a lot of lands through the state purchases and the easements. How difficult were many of these accomplishments?
Well, you know, it's a great team, both staff and board, and an amazing institution worldwide, the Nature Conservancy. So it has lots of resources of all kind and a really deep network, and that makes the work easier. We can bring all of that to the complexity of landscape scale conservation. But, you know, really here in the Adirondacks, 1 in 6 acres in the park has been preserved by the partnership between the Adirondack Chapter and the Adirondack Land Trust over the last many decades. And that's a really wonderful accomplishment. Looking back, I think you see the power of that partnership and the respective institutions.
How important has this land conservation been over the last few decades?
Honestly, Pat, I think we were in the right place at the right time as global timber markets changed and those opportunities like International Paper, Domtar Timber, and most recently Finch Paper presented themselves, you know, allowing us to weave together hundreds of thousands of acres of previously unprotected lands in the park with conservation easements, fee sales to the state of New York for addition to the Forest Reserve, conservation buyer transactions, innovative land swaps, all sorts of tools. I think we really had an opportunity to redraw the map over the last couple of decades and really present to the next generation a very different park than when we started.
Mike Carr, you mentioned this was a good time to move on to the Land Trust, and you mentioned many of the land successes. Are there challenges that remain? Are there goals for the Adirondack Park that you would like to see the Nature Conservancy proceed with, even if you're not at the helm of it?
Oh, without question, Pat. There are tremendous opportunities. Really, some of the emerging work to connect protected lands for species that are moving across settled landscapes between big protected areas, our terrestrial connectivity work, and also reconnecting rivers to streams with some of our aquatic connectivity work, our work on climate resilience, very, very exciting going forward. You know, there's very interesting work on carbon that we're trying to get our arms around. So lots and lots of opportunities for both the Nature Conservancy and the Adirondack Land Trust going forward.
Along those lines, what are your goals for the Adirondack Land Trust?
Well, I think you'll be hearing quite a bit about that in the near term once this news settles in. We're getting ready to move some very exciting opportunities for the Land Trust. We've updated the strategic plan this year, and we'll begin to move some resources and really exciting conservation opportunities near term.
Well, Michael, will the Land Trust and the Nature Conservancy work together as closely, or will they perhaps do more separate types of projects in the future?
I think the successful transition will bring us closer together in many ways, Pat. It's a great staff group, a great trustee group with a fantastic track record. Both institutions are strong fiscally, in very good shape, so poised to do big things together. So my sense is we'll really have opportunities to work even more closely together, just in a different staff. different configuration.
The Nature Conservancy has to find a new executive director for the Adirondack chapter, correct?
You know, we're just now turning to what that transition is going to look like. So we'll be working with senior leadership for the Nature Conservancy and the trustees on that very question.
Mike Carr has been with the Nature Conservancy for 26 years and has been the executive director of the Adirondack chapter for 16 years. He will step down in mid-November to lead the Adirondack Land Trust. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.